All right. I couldn't say it any better myself. All right. It's time now for a pre-show, and then we're off to Big Sur. And just for our BSPs, we will have a, as far as we know right now, we will have video chat tonight with live pictures from Big Sur, to the extent that, you know, it'll be light out. It's going to be dark, man, is what it's going to be. So we're going to... We'll try to set up in a spot. Where we're going is the Redeemery Elevation Chapel of Elcott, the next step in the Big Sur area. So you cats will be enjoying the scenery from there. Tomorrow we will have our BSP only show, and that will be audio and video from originating from Big Sur. Monday the show will originate from Big Sur. You know, we'll try and take some home movies and this kind of shit as well. Do some we're obviously going to do a bunch of pictures and try to give you as much of the feel of the thing as we possibly can, you know. So, what are we going to do tonight? Well, that's always a big question. Hope you guys had a good 24 hours. Anything new to report? I have not seen my brother the last few days because we've been getting ready to go out of town. My sisters are on top of things. My understanding is that Dara's has been conversant to the extent that he can be. He has a tracheotomy and tube in his throat, but he's able to communicate to a degree. The poor guy did say that his mouth was incredibly dry, but that's a very discomforting thing. But he's hydrated. He's getting hydration. He's getting fluids into his body, so we know that he's he's being taken care of that way. It's just that his mouth is dry, and I feel horrible for him. When I was there visiting, I was trying to take this small sponge and get some moisture into his mouth, and you have to have the nurse present when you do that so that the tube can get suctioned. It's a fucking just a nightmare, you know. And this is what happens. I have to say, this is what happens when your lungs are not working well. And the doctor told me that his lungs were not working well, and there's no question that that's the result of Dara's cigarette smoking throughout his life. So, you know, that's fucked up, man. It's kind of what all that shit is, you know. Don't smoke them fucking weeds, man, unless, you know, you can... don't smoke the weed if you can't if you can't absorb the seed. All right, now I don't know what it means either, but it does sound pretty good. Fuck with me, you know I got it. All right, let me see what I got here. Oh, I know. So actually, where we're going is Big Sur. Shit, fucking hotter than a motherfucker. Didn't sleep at all last night. By the way, had a great interview today with a great guy, and a guy who deserves all the success he gets and more. Comedian by the name of Darren Carter. I just love this guy. I love everything about him. He's got a great family. He is a hardscrabble guy. He fought his way up through untold challenges in his life. He's from Fresno, California, born of... He was parented by foster parents. He vaguely knew his father. Now I think he has a relationship with his father. Seriously, had a very bad relationship with his mother. And he's one of those guys, and this is it proves the theory that there is a part nature and part nurture in how people are developed. You can say, well, this one kid came out of a home like that, and he turned violent, and he became a criminal, and he was a burden to society. And another guy, like Darren, came out of a home like that, and pulled himself up by his bootstraps. Is it because he's a better man? He does have the advantage, coming out of the womb, with a better set of neurotransmitters and shit that's going on biochemically. That's just a fucking fact. It's easy for us to... I'm not saying that he's not a guy that didn't work hard at what he's got. I'm not saying that at all. But there is an advantage that some have that others don't. Biochemically, systemically, physically, whatever the fuck you want to call it. And then the rest is, yeah, it's good old old-fashioned hard work. So, I don't know, but I really enjoyed talking to him. We talked about his family, talked about his stand-up, talked about what he finds funny, what he doesn't find funny, what it is that went into making him what he is. And one of the things I'm going to do this week with Darren, and I believe I'm going to continue doing it with others, is dropping in some of their stand-up, dropping in some of the shit that they do, dropping in their... I don't know whether that's going to make that a more unique product or less unique. I don't know, but we will see.
Now, my children, having said that, I'm looking here now for some news. There we go.
What are we going to do here? I'm going to take a look at the news here right now and see what's up. Fuck with me, you know I got... Fed ruling will let more workers bargain with parent companies. Labor Relations Board will make it easier for unions to bargain for better pay and working conditions for millions of fast food workers. I think that's... why not? Don't you think it's time that those people become a little bit better organized? I mean, they are... there's a lot of them. I don't know. I'm not going to give any opinions here. But I can see Vernon Dozier. Well, that's the thing, too. Working at you know, I think Vernon Dozier has had a hell to pay for this shit, don't you? The whole, I think Vernon's going to be on the show today talking about how, yeah, I do agree with that, although I'm not. I'm anti-union because I'm conservative. But at this point, I think when you're talked about the humiliation that's heaped on me, when I get these parents coming in during the summertime and they're saying, oh, you're Coach Dozier, huh? I want that mayo on thick, boy. And I say, you don't have to take that. No, you're right.
Vernon, I don't think you should have to have people calling you boy.
No, I don't have to have them.
They don't have to call me boy. No, they cannot call me boy. They will not, and they must not call me boy. I won't let them call me boy. But I'll tell you, when they start to, you know, goddamn, man, you don't have any idea.
All right. Fuck with me, you know I got it. Let's see, who else could be on here?
I just landed in Europe.
N-word. What I want to do here is the following thing. I want to have the character sheet up. Where's my character sheet? Where's my character sheet? Let me have it. Let me have it. Okay? God damn. What a motherfucking character. There's a thing there. Okay, good. Now I know what that is. I know where that is. Now, if I get the other thing, I'm going to feel better about that. I'm going to feel a lot fucking better about myself. Here it is.
David, what is right now, you know,
Herb Sewell. I think that's fantastic. I think Herb Sewell is the... I think that's the guy. I think he's taking up the cause for Vernon Dozier.
Alright. I just landed in Europe. N-word.
God, my footage is... So, God, anyway, I was going to tell you. slept like shit last night. It happens. You know, if you can't, knowing that I had to get up and I had to go over, sometimes, I don't know if it happens to you, but you know you got something you got to do in the morning. Sometimes if you get that locked into your head, now you can't sleep, you know, like a mother. And it wasn't that I was bothered by anything. In fact, I was feeling good last night about a lot of things. And my mind gets going. When I'm feeling good, my mind gets going. When I'm feeling shitty, my mind gets going. When I'm feeling good, my mind gets going. The next thing I look at the clock, it's 3 o'clock in the fucking morning, right? You okay, fuck, I gotta sleep, man. So you roll over, you roll around, trying to get to sleep. Can't do it. I turn around, the goddamn sun's coming up. I'm like, God damn it. Motherfucker. I said, this is gonna be a motherfucker of a day. Well, you know, so you do what you gotta do, right? I get out of fucking bed, and I think I made myself... Speaking of coffee, where's my fucking iced coffee? Hold on, folks. Hold on, man. Hey, hold the fucking phone, man. I'll be right back, man. Yeah, I'll be right back, man. I gotta go get my coffee. I got iced coffee. I make this shit special. Nobody else can drink this shit but me. This is special iced coffee. It's powerful shit. Powerful shit. See, look at it. And I got it in my National Terrorism Strike Force SUV glass. What? I really believe, I don't know, if you're a news person, you know, the courts, the killing of these news people in Virginia, the courts have ruled, as you know, compelling public interest, that it is, anything goes if there's a compelling public interest. I don't give a shit. The court says it doesn't really matter if the recording was made illegally, as in the case of... some of these fucking, these guys that are walking into Planned Parenthood and so on and so forth. You know, the recording may have been made illegally. In fact, in point of fact, it was. But there's a compelling public interest. And so this is the argument. But we live in a time where the freedom of our society is coming up against the antisocial and sick inclinations of some of our citizens. Okay? You dig what I'm saying, right? So in other words, there's all this freedom, and there's all of these people. And they are using this freedom in varying and different ways. Most of it is being used in a legal fashion, to wit, you may not yell fire in a crowded theater, your freedom to swing your arm ends where my nose begins, all those marvelous little fucking catchphrases that most of us need because we're too fucking stupid to understand what the real meaning of free movement, free society, and free speech, etc., you know, is. I mean, I say that with all due respect. If you were to ask me, I'd rely on those examples. You do not have the freedom to shout fire in a crowded theater. The courts in the United States of America, and I don't know whether or not you know this, and I'm sure you do, I'm being facetious, but I say this in a facetious manner to most people. Maybe you haven't heard, but America is the preeminent practitioner of this particular kind of governance in the history of the motherfucking world, see? So there's no other country, no other society has ever tried to take it to the extent that America has. So when we rule on something, when our courts rule, when the Supreme Court of the United States, which is another body that, unfortunately for some people, you know, the buck does stop somewhere. And if it doesn't fucking sit well with some motherfuckers, then they, you know, they talk about activist judges, this and that. They know they're motherfuckers. They don't know what the fuck they're talking about. They don't know what the activist fucking judges. Why? Because that guy doesn't know how to interpret the fucking Constitution, and you do, Mr. Hamburger Flipper? Fuck off. Okay? The buck, not because you may be wrong, right, but the buck's got to stop some. The fucking argument's got to end. You know, like Jim Lovell famously said at Apollo 13, he said, gentlemen, what are your intentions? We can bounce off the fucking walls of this capsule all goddamn day, and we're going to come to the same conclusion. We got a fucking problem. We got to fix it. And once we fix it, then let's hope we did it right. And if we didn't, well, goddamn it, then we didn't. And ain't that just too motherfucking bad? Well, wait, let's have a discussion. Have a discussion? We're in a fucking space capsule that's about to fucking explode. What are you talking about, have a discussion? We've had as much discussion as we can have. We're in a country, in a society that's never been attempted before in the history of the world. It's called America. Nobody's ever tried this shit. No one's ever tried this fucking shit. This is insane, what we're doing. Most of the kings and the queens and the monarchs and the despots and the dictators, the totalitarian types in the history of the fucking world could stand here and say, you motherfuckers, we told you this shit wasn't going to work. You need us to fucking keep the lid on this shit. You people don't know how to do this. It's impossible. And here we are struggling along with it. And in our own self-righteous, sanctimonious way, we say, well, yes, we can do this. There's got to be a way to do this. There's got to be a way to do this. There's got to be a way to do this thing called life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. Light, we're guaranteed three things, only three things. Life, liberty, the pursuit. Not the fucking product of happiness, the pursuit of happiness. We say, well, how come all these goddamn rules about affirmative action? Because that man has the right to pursue happiness. Didn't say he gets to have it. But for Christ Almighty, if you got to pursue happiness and this cat doesn't allow to pursue happiness, we got to fucking do something about that. See, all these good fucking arguments and discussions that people have, you know, that don't really amount to a hill of shit. Because in the middle of all of that, while there are good people really trying to figure this out, in the middle of all of that, we have our usual psychopaths and our psychotics. We have our narcissists. We have all these people who have a million other agendas besides what is best for something or somebody other than their own goddamn marvelous selves. So here comes America with all this shit. And we got this problem. We keep running up against the worst instincts and worst inclinations of our worst citizens. And those people, psychopaths especially, and this guy that killed these people in Virginia when he found he was cornered, and he ain't gonna take my ass. You are not going to control my life. I'll control my fucking life. Bam! That's what a psychopath does. If you think that that's a cowardly act, you don't know a motherfucking thing about what you're dealing with. That's not a coward. It may be cowardly in the sense of what we think of as cowardly. As far as he's concerned, what he just did is he took the choice away from us. I watched this fucking lawyer, the Cheshire murders. These are these guys that broke into that house. They murdered the wife and the two daughters, almost beat the husband to death. These two pieces of shit had these defense attorneys who were just absolutely shocked and outraged because the state of Connecticut, in attempting to enforce a death penalty ruling, wanted to make sure that one of the defendants was healthy enough to receive that penalty. And the lawyer, being a fucking, essentially an amoral person, I think, said, can you imagine how sick that is? That's sick. No, it isn't. That's not sick. No, it's society saying, here's the judgment, here is the punishment, here's the date that the punishment will be administered, and the state you will be in to receive that punishment is in a level of health that society requires. Oh, and that's sick? Why is that sick? Because we're going to get our kicks watching this guy fucking die? You know, while that may be a question that one is tempted to answer in the affirmative, but the real answer is that in all of the chaos that this motherfucking client of yours created, there's going to be order. There's going to be process. There's going to be judgment. And the judgment's going to be carried out, and the punishment will be carried out, and society will have it the way society wants it. Whether you think it's sick or not is beside the point, Counselor. The fact is, society, after having been at the fucking mercy of this piece of shit you call a client, society is now calling the shots. We're calling the shots for this motherfucker. He doesn't get to call any more shots. He murdered a woman and her two daughters, set fire to one of the girls, was set fire to while she was still alive. Okay? You know, this is about as much as we can fucking stomach. This is as much as this world can stomach, Counselor. Your fucking client will die on the day, at the place, and in such and such condition as society now requires. You want to call it sick? You do whatever the fuck you want to do. Fact is, this is what's going to happen, because we're creating some order and serving the cause of justice out of this horror that this miserable piece of shit created, see? But there's always going to be people who are trying to tap the emotion and say things like, you know, it's really sick. I can't believe how sick it is. Now, I'm a death penalty guy, you know, but then I'm a gun ownership guy. But I got my limits on that shit, too. Don't worry about it. I'm not a guy that is inflexible to the point where I will never, ever, 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 never, ever, ever change my opinion, because this is just what my opinion is. You know, I do believe that as the facts change, my opinion changes. I've changed my opinion about the right to bear arms, but I goddamn sure understand now that the gun lobby in this country, as far as I'm concerned, hasn't got a fucking answer, for they wouldn't know how to wipe their fucking asses, man, if you didn't show them the two-ply and how to fold it and how to wipe. Because these motherfuckers only know one thing. My cold, dead hands pried away from my cold, dead... I got a little newsflash for you, motherfucker. Your cold, dead fucking society won't be able to pull your cold, dead fucking fingers from your cold, dead fucking gun. Or maybe at that time, your fingers will be wrapped around your cold, dead dick. All right. Okay, that's enough of that. Your cold, dead dick. Jesus, that's terrible. Dodgers complete 3-game sweep of Cincinnati. Oh, baby. Oh, man, did they need that. Now, we got one more week of preseason and then we've got a season of Milwaukee Lion football, such as it is. It's going to be a season of Milwaukee Lion football in the Hillbilly Football Conference is two, and I saw the schedule. I think the Lions open up at home. Yeah, they open up at home against the Houston Sweat, one of the expansion teams. So two of the divisions, the Western Division and the Central Division, will have the expansion teams, the Houston Sweat and the San Diego Zookeepers. The Eastern Division will maintain its membership, with the exception of one team. Milwaukee moves to the Central Division. But it's going to have the Raging Palm Tree, the D.C. the D.C. Federal Brigade, New York Pets, and the Tampa Gator Bait. And all three of those teams are coming back from the first season of the Hillbilly Football Conference, which was suspended for two seasons because they didn't have any money. Some bullshit like that. 60 years later, Emmett Till, Jesus Christ, in a crutch. Oil heads for biggest weekly gain since April amid U.S. growth. Biggest two-day gain since the financial crisis. The reason why U.S. stocks are climbing is because China is having a tough time, and America is where the money's going to go if it ain't going to China. The next stop, America, see? Now, how do you make that happen all the time? Well, I guess you hope that China's economy goes in the shitter all the time, or something even better, we begin to protect American exports by protecting, or should I say, by controlling import. After 5 years of square-shaped tyranny, Instagram will finally use Nicki Minaj was not very polite during Video Music Awards. Let's see what happens here. I think Margaret can deal with that. Sexy bitch, you know I got it. Nicki Minaj. Is Nicki Minaj the one with the fake ass? I'm kidding. Well, I'm not kidding, but I know. I wouldn't kid you. You're my favorite. I wouldn't kid you. You're my favorite turd.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
All right, I wouldn't shit you. You're my favorite person?
No.
Miley Cyrus. I remember her old man, that Billy Ray Cyrus. Mr. Robot Finale, thank you. We ask for your continued prayers for our entire USA State of the... What happened after the shooting? What is this? I don't really give a shit. I'm not gonna read it. I'm not reading it now, man, so fuck it. US Open coming up. Oh my God. Did Daryl Dawkins die? Oh, Lord. I saw this kid when he played in high school. Oh, he did. He died away Thursday with a heart attack. That is incredible. I saw Daryl Dawkins as a high school kid. I'm going to tell you the story because I think you guys, most of you, if you've been with me any length of time, I've probably told the story ad nauseum. But it's cool. I was there for a little piece of history. I'm very proud of it. It ain't often, you know, that a guy is... ain't often, man, that an N-word is there for a little piece of history. But, oh, shit. You know what I just did? I just fucked that up. It was 1900, and I'll tell you when it was. 1972. And it was the basketball season. It was the winter of our discontent. No, it was, it was winter. Wintertime, 73. And I had just moved to Orlando with my buddies to work in the construction business, work for the construction company of one of my buddies' dads, Old Man Thyssen, we used to call him, Big Bob Thyssen. He had Concreative Construction, and there's a lot of shit that was going on in Orlando in 1973. Man, a lot of building happening. Disney World had been completed, all kinds of stuff. Well, Rob, my buddies, him and his brothers had moved to Florida the year before and had graduated from Maynard Evans High School. Because that's the part of Orlando they lived in, a place called Pine Hills. This is where Maynard Evans was. And I'm going to have to continue this on air, which I think is a very, very good thing to do. Don't you? So stick around. We'll be right back. All right. Well, listen, a great way to make some money these days is to, you know, work for yourself. This is an entrepreneurial world, my friends. And we have a lot of different ways that one can facilitate one's desire to be one's own boss. And one of those ways is driving with Uber. That's right. That's that smartphone app. You've seen it. I use it. A lot of people use it. I love how clean, how friendly, how fast, how efficient it is. And you can drive with Uber. You can be your own boss. You can make your own hours. You can work around the schedule that you currently have. You can meet wonderful and terrific guys like me. I kid. Well, I mean, I'm a nice guy, but it wouldn't be the high point of your day. However, I do tip well. Oh, well, let's just, I better take that back. I don't think you're, okay.